To understand the seerah, one needs to know what was happening in Arabia. We take a look at the rise of religions in Arabia and the destruction of the religion of Prophet Ismail. A long time ago, the Kaaba was built by Prophet Ibrahim and his son Ismail. They worshipped Allah, the one true God. Following the genealogy of the Arabs, we are left with the question, who are the Arabs? There are two categories of Arabs, the extinct Arab and the remaining Arabs. From the extinct Arabs are the people of Prophet Hud, the Ad, and the people of Prophet Salah, the Samud. For the remaining Arabs, they are the Adnans and the Qatans. For the word Arab came from one of Qatan's son Ya'arab, his descendants are known to be called Arabs as we know it today. According to history, Noah had three children, Sam, Ham and Japheth. Qatan was a distant cousin of Prophet Ibrahim and are initially the descendants of Sam, one of the sons of Prophet Noah. Sam is the grandfather of the Semites, while Ham is the grandfather of Africans and Japheth is the grandfather of the Europeans. Qatan is a Semite, that is descendant of Sam. On the other hand, Adnan is a descendant of Prophet Ismail, the son of Prophet Ibrahim. Ismail married from the tribe of Jurhum, a half-African tribe of Arabia. His great-grandson is Adnan and Adnan is the great-grandfather of Prophet Muhammad. To be precise, Prophet Muhammad is the 20th offspring of Adnan. Once upon a time, Arabs around Makkah lived in kingdoms and engaged in blood feuds among the different tribes. Centuries after the death of Ismail came a man known as Amr ibn Lufai. He was the leader of an Arab clan Kuza close to Makkah and the first to introduce paganism in Arabia. Around 500 BCE, the tribe of Kuzaa were the leading clan within Makkah, and the leaders of the tribe usually organized the journey to Syria for trade. One day on their way to Damascus, they met a group of people who are tall, brave, powerful and highly educated. These people were the Amalekites. The Arabs, especially, Amr was fascinated by the Amalekites. However, the Amalekites were idol worshippers. When Amr met the king of the Amalekites, Emperor Kimsay, at the place of the emperor, he saw the warriors bowing to the idols. Amr asked the emperor, "What are these?" Emperor Kimsay said, "They are our gods, we worship them and ask them for strength when going on battles, and we always win." Amr, as the leader of the Arab of his time, decided to take one of the idols back to Makkah to maintain power and control over the other Arab clans. The Amalekites gave Amr the goddess named Hubal, and that was the beginning of paganism in Arabia. As a leader, people loved Amr bin Lufai because he was a generous ruler, and from the gifts he got from the Amalekites, he shared to the people of Makkah. Amr placed Hubal in front of the Kaaba and made people do tawaf to Hubal. As most of mankind are like sheep, they follow whatever their leaders are doing. After some trade journeys to Syria, Amr met some of the priests of the Amalekites people. Hence he was inspired to increase the number of idols in the Kaaba. Shaitan inspired him to use the names of some righteous people, Wada, Sawa'a, Yagath and Nasra. After the death of Amr, the Arabs began creating their own mini-gods, they began to worship stones. Some of the tribes did not agree with the idol worship, while the majority follow Amr's theology. To make matters worse, one morning the body of two lovers was found inside the Kaaba. These were the body of Nayla and Saf. Unfortunately for Nayla and Saf, they couldn't find a place to be together. Therefore they arranged to meet at night inside the Kaaba. Kaaba is the house of God, no evil act is allowed within it, talk less of inside it. Allah made both of them solidify. The Arabs within Makkah took that as a miracle and placed the bodies of Nayla and Saf on the mountains of Safa and Marwa. The Arabs continued to worship their pagan gods and believed that these mini gods are children of the bigger God, and they will intercede for them in front of the bigger God, which is Allah. The tribe of Quraysh also believed that God has children. They believed in Allah as their creator. However, they said, "We are too unholy to worship Allah directly. Hence, we will worship those idols to bring us closer to Allah." Contrary to the common belief of the worship of many gods, there is a handful of people who are known as the Hanif. They turned away from idol worship. Instead, they believe in worshiping one God, Allah. The new ruler of Makkah invited all the city and tribes for a festival about their idols, but four people declined the invitation. These four men made friends with one another, and they agree not to worship the idols in Makkah. Zayd ibn Amr bin Nufail, Ubaidillah ibn Josh, Uthman bin Kawilith, and Waraka bin Nafal ibn Asad. Waraka bin Nafal was the uncle of the wife of the Prophet Khadija, and he was the first male to accept the Prophet in Islam. Outside Arabia, the two significant empires were the Roman Empire, who was upon Christianity, while the Persian Empire was upon Zoroastrian religion. The Jewish Christians of that time believed Jesus was sent to the Jews and a messenger, while the Pauline Christians thought that Jesus is divine, and the Trinity. The doctrine of the Trinity was created by Emperor Constantine in 325 CE, as he made it an official decree that Christianity is Pauline Christianity, and he persecuted all the Jewish Christians. Hence they disperse across Arabia, Ethiopia, and Persia. For the Zoroastrians in Persia, they worship fire, an ancient Persian religion that may have originated as early as 4,000 years ago. Fire is the symbol of Zoroastrianism. In this lesson, you have learned the genealogy of the Arabs, how idolatry began in Arabia, and the different religious practices across the world.